Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is musician George Kuhar. Hello.
Hello, Shelley.
How are you doing on this stormy day?
Oh, I am so thrilled because for the first time ever, I'm getting to use K2's Type 2 charger out in front of the building.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and everybody out there who drives an electric car, you know, when you come across a new Type 2 charger, it's a big, big score in your life.
It's almost always occupied, so you're lucky it was available.
All right, perfect.
George, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Oh, okay. Well, my name is George Kuhar. I live here in Juneau. I moved up here in 06 and had a few years of downtime, but soon after that started playing music around town with my wife, Bridget. She was not my wife then, but she is now. And we've done a number of different projects over the years. We might best be known for our band that we started, oh gosh, back in 2011, it was just the two of us, but eventually turned into being a five-piece band called Playboy Spaceman. And
yeah, I heard of them, I think.
Yeah, we've done some gigs around town. But what I'm here today for is actually I'm promoting a solo effort that I worked on all last winter, and I finished it up, this past September, and I'm finally ready to put it out there to the wider world.
Yes, and that's the new full-length album, Songs in the Key of Q87.81 Blessings.
That's a mouthful. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about your tiny post office concert this weekend. That's Saturday, the 22nd at 7 o'clock. But the new album, congratulations. It's out. Let's start with the title. What does it mean?
Oh, gosh. So I've really been debating how much should I talk about this, because I like a good mystery. And I do kind of feel like there's something there with... You know, as a when I'm a fan of somebody's music, I really enjoy that process of you know, kind of finding out more and pulling it all out. But Q87.81 is a code, and it gets used in the medical world. It's not a very commonly used code, but it is one, and it applies to me personally. My specific situation cuts pretty deep into my life. And so, you know, the songs that are on this record are kind of a meditation upon that and upon this particular code, how it's affected my life and what it means to me. And the reason why there's like an after kind of an aside, you know, Q87.1 Blessings. The reason I chose that is because I'm hoping that this will be part of a larger project. The Songs in the Key of Q87.1 will have multiple installments. And so this is the first installment called Blessings.
Excellent. What would you say some of the themes of the album are?
Some of the themes of the album. I wasn't prepared. That's a great question.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You know, I think there's a major theme in the album and so there's this loose narrative of this individual who's lost at sea, and they're having to deal with that situation. Of course, this is all metaphorical, but I would say that's the theme of the album, is being adrift out there, out in the middle of nowhere where nobody could ever possibly find you, and then trying to figure out how are you going to deal with that.
Is that sort of the headspace you were in when you were making this album? I know you did it over this past winter at home on Douglas Island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, definitely. I knew kind of going in. Well, so making this album, I originally started recording or writing songs for this album without the intent of making an album. I was really just trying to just spend some good quality artist time to myself. I actually got rid of probably 80% of the work that I had done and just kept like a small portion of it, probably, you know, the cream, I guess. I wanted to make some really, really honest songs and not worry at all about what anybody else thought about them. So I wasn't going into this thinking that I was going to make an album. I just wanted to make some honest music. And then eventually I had compiled enough tunes And then when I let my wife Bridget listen to them, she said, "Well, you definitely need to put this out." And that to me was the most terrifying prospect. but I listened to her as I almost always do, and so that's why we're here today. Thanks, Bridget.
Yes, thanks, Bridget. Last spring, you performed at Folk Fest. It was a pretty memorable set. Got a lot of buzz. Folks are talking about that. Were any of those songs on this new album?
No. The song I did at Folk Fest last year, it was like one long song. And by that point, by the time that I got around to writing that song, I'd pretty much finished the writing process of the songs that are on this album. So I'm hoping that song that I played at Folk Fest last year will go in the next installment of Songs in the Key of Q87.81.
All right. Well, that's enough out of me. Can we hear a little bit of that album now? Would you play us a song?
Sure. I'll play the song called Blessings. I don't ask for a lot. Tonight my head is so hot. So hot, the thought of waiting for blessings. Your blessings, I'm wide awake tonight. Everything else falls away. Hold your blessings up to my face. Might as well.
Thank you. So that's just a taste of the new album, Songs in the Key of Q87.81, Blessings, and a preview of the Tiny Post Office concert this Saturday. Let's talk about our favorite Tiny Post Office, Kindred Post.
Let's.
It's downtown, 145 South Franklin Street, to be specific. Post office and gift shop, very neighborhoody.
No doubt, yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about the concert this Saturday?
Okay. So Doors are at 6:30. The concert starts at 7. There's going to be two guest artists. The first guest artist is going to be the Radio Flyers. And then I play a set, and then there's an intermission. And then there's another guest artist, Lewis Chapman.
Yeah,
I almost said it wrong.
Lewis Chapman.
Then I play another set. And then let's see here. Okay, so, you know, I'm really excited to see Lewis Chapman because I've never seen him play before. Have you seen Lewis?
Yes. He's played here on the show, and I've seen him at Mountainside Open Mic at the Rookery as well.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I've seen him at Mountainside, and I'm just not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to find that one out. And then the Radio Flyers, I got to see them at Folk Fest last year. They're a really cool band. I think they're all freshmen in high school this year. But yeah, they were really cool. I was really happy when I got to see them at Folk Fest last year. I was really impressed with them.
What's their sound like, and what's their setup like?
They're let's see here. I think they have a drummer, a bass player, a guitar player, and banjo or a mandolin player, I think, or a second guitar player. And they play, I guess, I don't like to use the word folk rock, but that might be it. Kind of, folk alternative. Roots music kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they did like a Pixies song too. So but it's an acoustic band, but they play a lot of great stuff.
So expect anything.
Yeah.
That's great. And then the space itself is a bit intimate.
It
so
is.
I know that tickets will probably be limited. How can we get a hold of tickets?
So here, I got to mention this because I got a text just now as we were talking. Let's see here. Christy, she said she believes there's only two pre-order tickets left. So you can go to the Kindred Post website. I think it's kindredpost.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Or you can go to their Facebook page and link to the ticket website through there. You could also go to my website, kuhartherecord.com. There's a link to tickets from there as well. Sliding scale tickets, $10 to $20. $20 if you're, feeling like your pockets are just bursting. $10 if you want to go, but you're not bursting with cash. And then they do hold a few tickets at the door that are pay as you can. And then they do that so that cost isn't a barrier to entry. So, like, let's say maybe you only got 50 cents and you really want to go to the show. Well, you show up early, 6:30, 6:25 maybe even, and you can get in without having to, worry about the cost being a barrier to entry. But I believe they only save a small handful of those. So, and then, like I said, it sounds like they only got two pre-sale tickets left. The space is a really cool space. I'm excited. Never played a show in there. I like intimate spaces, so I'm really excited about this because it's definitely going to be an intimate space. Sometimes people ask me, like, how do they have a show in there? Because you're used to walking in, you see all the merchandise. But I found out that it's all modular. They set it up that way so they can roll everything out of the way, and they set up chairs in there. And I think it holds maybe 40 people, something like that. So it's a nice, small, tight little audience. We all get to look each other in the eye and whisper sweet nothings to each other all night. It's going to be lovely.
I think it's going to be a cool experience for both you and the audience.
I hope so.
You said you've never played there, but you've attended shows there. Mm-hmm. So have I. And it's unique. Yeah. So, again, I'm talking to George Kuhar, musician here in Juneau, new album out. Where would we be able to get your album? Where can we get a copy?
So, I did something I've never done before. I actually pressed this on vinyl, which actually, if I hadn't have done that, I probably would have released this back in October. But it takes a long time to press vinyl, like 3 months. So I finally got that done. And there is a vinyl record for sale. They'll be for sale Saturday night. You could also order it directly from me on my website, kuhartherecord.com. And then it'll also be available on all the major streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify. If I timed everything correctly, it'll all be going up on Apple Music, Spotify, what have you, on Saturday. That's a little bit out of my hands because they're such, big mammoth entities. So it might be a day or two late, but I did my end of it, so it's going to be up on the streaming platforms, hopefully by Saturday. But if not, then pretty darn soon. And then if you're still buying, can you still buy digital downloads out there? Is there an iTunes store anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, if they do have that, then it'll be for sale there too. I know I did one big one big catch-all.
Big release.
Digital release thing, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's great. So I wanted to mention that on Spotify, actually, there's a recording of your performance at the Rookery from last year, which I thought was really cool.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think it's from last year, but anyway, it's up there and live at the Rookery in Juneau, Alaska. And
oh,
it actually sounds pretty good.
Oh, that's actually from 2011, I think.
2011? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so wrong then. But there was a nice little bit about public radio that caught my attention when I was doing some searching on you earlier today. I also wanted to mention that I really enjoyed your story that I heard on Out of the Blocks, the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
How was that experience?
Oh, that was really neat. Gosh, where do I begin? That, you know, that podcast kind of facilitated this whole thing because Kristi Nami Eriksson was on that podcast as well.
That's right.
And that's kind of what prompted her to be like, oh, he's going to be putting this album out. I wonder if he could do it at one of our tiny post offices. So then she reached out to Bridget, who happened to be at Kindred Post one day, and everything just kind of fell into place. But the podcast was great. Being on the podcast was neat, but the best part of it for me was when I got to listen to it and listen to all these local stories that I would not have necessarily known otherwise. And I really realized that podcast was like what those guys were doing, Aaron and Wendell, the guys who were producing that podcast. It's a gift that they're giving to all the communities that they visit, you know, because I've listened to some of their other podcast episodes, you know, and if it's about a neighborhood in Maryland or Pittsburgh or wherever, you know, it might be interesting, but it doesn't have the same heart-catching kind of quality to it as the Juneau one did. And it's because, you know, I can really relate to the space hearing people talk about their fishing stories and bear stories and everything. It really, really meant a lot to me. So if you haven't checked that out, go to the Out of the Blocks podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and look up. There's two episodes dedicated to Juneau. I highly recommend that.
Yes, I second that. It's very fun to hear the stories of your friends and neighbors. And for you, I don't know if you if you would say it's a bit of a behind the music for your upcoming album, some of the stories that you told or the story that you told in the podcast?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you want to explore the mysteries of the album, go listen to that episode.
There are many.
George Kuhar, thanks so much for speaking to me today. And we're going to play another song off the album. Do you want to set this one up, The Lord of Levitation?
Sure. Yeah, this is called The Lord of Levitation. I probably spent more time on this song than any other song on the album. It's somewhat epic, and it's definitely the longest track on the album, and it's also my favorite.
All right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, and I hope you have a great Tiny Post Office concert on Saturday.
Thank you, Shelley.